Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erwin, Perikei, Mishnah Dalet. Ein Meide denn, you can't measure, Ella Bechevel, only with a rope, Shal Chamisha Mama. It is 50 Amis long. We're talking about measuring the 2,000 Amis for Tchum Shabbos. You have to have a rope that's made out of pishtun, made out of flax. Flax means linen. Out of the flax we make linen. And how long? 50 amis long. That's how long the rope has to be. Now, of course, I have to measure 2,000 amis. So I'm going to measure 50 amis, another 50 amis, another 50 amis, till I get to 2,000. But you don't measure it with a rope that is either shorter or longer than 50 amis. As the Mishnah continues, lo yipacha is not any less than 50 amis long, v'lo yaser, and not any more. The problem with a short rope is that when you pull it, it stretches a little bit more. So that's going to actually lengthen the tchum. Problem with a long rope is that it sags. It kind of folds over in the middle, and if you don't pull it out all the way, we're going to have a shorter distance than the real tchum. Feitrezakta mishnah v'lo yimdoid, ela keneged libay. V'lo yimdoid, you're not to measure it, meaning to say, the way you hold the rope, ela keneged libay, only opposite his heart. Did you ever hear this, that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line? What does that mean? Imagine I took a rubber band and I put it down on my mishnayos. One side of the rubber band on one side of the mishnayos, the other side of the rubber band from right to left on the other side of the mishnayos. It reaches. Now, I'm going to go from the bottom right-hand corner of my mishnayos, diagonally across, crooked across, to the top left-hand corner. I'm pulling. Snap! What happened? I don't have enough rubber band. Wait a second. But I'm still going from one side of the Mishnayos to the other, from right to left. How come before I did have enough, now I don't? And the answer is because before I had a straight line. Now it's a crooked line, a diagonal line, so you need more. So if we're going to use this rope of 50 amos, if one person's going to hold a rope up against his neck and the other one up against his foot, you don't have the full 50 amos. You're going to be using up this 50 amma rope a lot quicker. Just like the rubber band is not going to go all the way from one corner to the other. It's going to get used up a lot quicker. So we want more or less that the people should hold the rope evenly. So Chazal were koveya, everyone should hold it keneged his heart. And we know that some people may be taller than the other. But Chazal said, okay, within range, it's okay to see everyone holds it against their chest. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, hayem oideid. Someone is measuring ve'igia l'gai, and he reaches a valley, the gader. And normally a gader means a gate. Sometimes we call a gzeira d'rabbanan a gader, because it's like a gate. It stops us from being over the deraisa. But in this case, what does l'gader mean? Zakta batanura, chaymes avanim shenafla. There was a wall of stones that fell, and now there's a pile of stones. A high pile, it's like a mound. What do I do over here? Zakta Mishnah. Mavliyai v'chayzel amidasai. The word mavliyai means you swallow it up. Boleya means to swallow. What am I swallowing over here? Well, it doesn't mean that you mamash swallow it. What it means is as follows. I'm measuring, I come to this valley. Or I come to this mound. If it's 50 amis or less, so what we're going to do is, one person holding the string is going to stand on one side of the valley before it starts going down. The other person holding the string is going to stand on the other side of the valley after it comes back up. And try to picture this. These two people are standing on even ground. In between them, there's a valley that goes down. And they're going to be holding the rope from one heart to the other heart. What do I gain by doing this? What I gain is, if one person is going to wind up down below and the other person on top, again, they're going to be holding the rope crooked. And you're going to be losing space. Same is true for the mound. If it's 50 amis or less, the two people measuring, they stand on the opposite side of this. But how's that going to help? What if the mound is higher? So the rope is going to, the middle of the rope is going to be climbing over the mountain? No, what they're going to do is, the two people on the two sides of the mound are going to hold up poles. They're going to hold up poles so that it goes on top of the pile of stones. The rope is going to be tied to the top of the poles. And they're going to hold it evenly as it stretches from one pole to the other over the mound. Of course, they won't be holding it against their chest over here. And afterwards, v'chayzel amidasi, they go back to the regular measuring. Now, I understand what's happening over here. I'm not measuring going down, up. I'm not measuring going up, down. I want it to be straight. So I accommodate the fact that there's a valley or a mound over here. But why does the Mishnah have to add this, that they go back afterwards to their regular measuring? So Dr. Noon explains as follows. Try to picture the scene. I'm measuring my 2,000 amos. I'm coming with my friend. We've left the city. We're 1,000 amos away. We're 1,500 amos away. We come to either this valley, whoops, be careful, or this heap of stones. So with the heap of stones, we have the etzah of lifting the two poles on both sides to keep a straight line with the valley. I'm on one side, my friend is on the other side. We have a straight line. But that's only if the stones, if the mound or the valley is 50 amos or less. What if it's more than 50 amos? We can only measure with a string that's 50 amos. Oy, what do we do here? I'm coming from the town. I'm already 15,000 amos away from the town. We're going in a straight line north. And we've encountered this valley, which is wider than 50 amos, or a heap of stones that's wider than 50 amos. What do? Well, make a left turn or a right turn. Keep walking. Part of the mound or part of the valley is less than 50. It's not straight. Let's say it's shaped, you know, in and out like a violin. Or it's shaped like a spaceship, you know, wide in the middle, narrow on the edges. So I left the town. I'm going north. I already measured 15,000 amos. I come to this valley. What I could do is make a left turn, keep walking until where the valley is less than 50 amos wide. Make a right turn, and I'm going to measure straight over here, 50 amos at a time, no problem, because at this point, the mound of the valley is not wider than 50 amos. Then when I get to the other side, all the way past where I know now that I can make a right turn back to the same line that I was coming from town. Remember, try to picture this, okay? I'm leaving town, I'm traveling north. I get to the valley, I make a left turn. I walk in a straight line until where the valley isn't wide 50. I make a right turn, I keep going straight until I know I covered the distance of the widest part of the valley. I make a right turn, I come back to the original line that was traveling from south to north, and make a left turn, I continue walking straight. So that's what the mission means. You have to go back to the original line where you were going south to north. Vaitrazak the mission. Higia lahar. Now I come to a mountain. The Tanakhama says, Mavliyoi. You can also technically swallow it up. What does that mean? Same thing as we said before. I'm walking, I get to the mountain. If I'm going to keep measuring, going up and down this mountain, I'm going to lose a lot of space because it goes up and down. So I can make a left turn, a right turn, keep walking until where there's no more mountain, continue a straight line north. Then when I know the mountain is over, turn back, come back to the original line as if I'm on the other side of the mountain, and continue on. So again, I leave the town traveling north, I get to the mountain, turn left, walk to where the mountain is no longer a mountain, turn back north, keep walking until the mountain is over, until I span the whole width of the mountain, and make a right turn, come back to my original line, make a left turn to continue again south, going to north. That's what Mavliya means. You kind of swallow up the mountain. However, here we have to remind ourselves of a condition. When you make that left turn and you're walking to where there's no more mountain, you can't go past the Tchum of the city. Why? It's not Shabbos. We're not measuring on Shabbos. Well, the answer is, because somebody who's watching this is going to say, oh, that's part of the Tchum. I know it, because the people that were measuring the Tchum, they were there. They're not going to realize what they were doing. That they had made a left turn to walk all the way until where they can make a right turn past the mountain so they can walk straight. They're not going to chap what's happening. So if you're going to make that turn and walk away until you get to the end of the mountain, it can't be outside of the Tchum. We can't have people seeing the measurers outside of the Tchum. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Im Eini Yochel Levli. What if you can't do this? The width of the mountain is wider than 50 amos. There's no place I can go where I can find it narrower. What do I do now? Is there any other Eitzah for me? Bizu, Amar Rabbi Destoy B'Rabbi Yana. In this case, by Tchum Shabbos, of Destoy B'Rabbi Yana said, Meshum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Shemati, I heard, Shemekabrin Baharim. Literally, you can make a hole through a mountain. Make a hole through a mountain. That sounds very complicated. Well, it doesn't actually mean to make a hole through a mountain, but it's as if I can measure the string as if it was a straight string, and I made a hole through the mountain to be able to measure it straight. How do you do that? In this case, we're going to allow you to use a rope that is only 4 amos long. And what we're going to do is we're going to create like, it's going to look like steps. Now steps go up, straight, up, straight, up, straight. So I'm going to stand by the foot of the mountain. My friend's going to start climbing up the mountain. I'm going to hold the rope to my chest. My friend who's higher than me, he's going to have the rope by his feet. But the rope is going to be straight. Being that he's higher up on the mountain, his feet equal my chest. Right? Then either I or someone else goes even higher up on the mountain. Where the rope from my friend's chest to that person is going to go from my friend's chest to his feet. We're going to keep this rope straight the whole time. One person's lower down on the mountain, the other person's higher up on the mountain. And by doing this, it's as if we tunnel through the mountain, because the rope is going to be straight the whole time. It won't go diagonally. It'll be even. When we get to the top of the mountain, we'll have to do it the other way. The one who's standing higher is going to hold the rope to his feet. The one who's standing lower in the mountain is going to hold the rope to his chest. But we're going to do it in such a way that all along the rope is straight. And then we're going to keep adding it up, how many times we did this with this four amma rope. Now, what does the story of Rabbi Yanai mean, bizu, dafka here? Because there are other times we measure, not just by Tchum Shabbos. Can you think of another place where we measure? Zoktabatnu, in regard to Ir Miklat, we may measure the special place where if someone kills someone, Bishagi has to run to, in regard to an Egla Arufa, we may measure which town is closer to the dead body. So over there, we don't say this Heter of Mekadrin. It's only in regard to Tchum Shabbos. So once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that you cannot measure except with a rope that is 50 amos long. We don't want it shorter. We don't want it longer. If it's shorter, it's going to stretch. It's going to lengthen the Tchum. If it's too long, it's going to sag, and we're going to lose part of the Tchum. Now we said, the people that measure, each one holds it, connect at his chest, so we want to make the line as straight as possible. We said if you get to a valley or to a heap of stones, mavlioi, what does mavlioi mean? One person stands on one side of the valley, the other person stands on the other side of the valley. As long as the valley is less than 50 or less, it's not a problem. When it comes to the heap, we said one person stands on one side of the heap, the other person stands on the other side of the heap. They may pick up poles in order to hold the rope straight on top of the heap of stones. Each one on both sides of the heap are holding up the pole, and the rope is even. What if it's wider than 50? There's an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, even though they're walking in a straight line from the town, they can take a turn to the left or to the right, continue right or left until where it's less than 50 wide, and measure it over there. When they get to the other side, they turn back, come back to the original line, let's say that's going south-north, and continue on from where that is. However, if they do so, they have to be careful that when they make a left or right turn, they can't go past the Tchum. We don't want people saying, oh, we saw the measurers over here, it's in the Tchum. Now, if for whatever reason this can't be done, sort of the story Rabbi Yanai told us, there's another Eitzah, where you have either two people or maybe more coming up and down the mountain, and each one is holding a shorter rope, four amos, but they're holding the rope straight. And they do so by the one who's lower down on the mountain holding the rope to his chest. The one that's higher up in the mountain, they hold it to his feet. Lamaisa, the rope is straight. It looks a little bit like steps going up and down. And that would be equivalent to a straight line going through the mountain, as if we made a hole through the mountain, which is called Mekadrin Beharim.